Hi there. It's Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Season 3, episode 42 of What's Eating Kale. I'm Kale, entertaining myself today, as always. What a selfish and possibly horrible concept. I do a daily podcast basically to entertain myself. And that's that's just so stupid. And I feel an obligation to the people who do listen. And yet I don't take you into account that much when I plan content. Most of this stuff is just stuff I want to talk about or whatever, but I also try to at least make sure that that's like cool. Like, I don't know. Do you think anybody else will be interested in this? But for the most part, it's just me. But isn't it funny that that's all I'm doing is just sitting here? What can I do to just get some, I don't know, let some creative energy out, I guess. Anyway, I have to apologize for a mistake I made yesterday. I could not think of who Iowa got beat by the other night. On Sunday, the girls' NCAA championship game, and it was South Carolina. And I was thinking LSU, because that's who they played before and won. And then I was going to say North Carolina, and I knew that wasn't right. So I just kind of left it there. So I apologize, and that is my correction for the day. I'm sure I probably owe you three more from yesterday, but that's only one I'm going to give you today is that one correction. Let's do some gratefulness. And be grateful. Take a deep breath. Think about the things that you should be grateful for. And be grateful for them. If you're grateful for a person, make sure you tell them, I'm grateful for you, doggone it. And I like me. I'm grateful for being able to experience the eclipse yesterday. It was pretty great, I have to say. It was really cool. We had glasses for it, so that was awesome. In fact, we had enough glasses to give away, so we gave some to some neighbors, and we gave some to we had some contractors coming over to the house yesterday. They were so excited. I swear to God, they saw those glasses sitting on the table. They were so jacked up. Like, oh no way! The one lady's like, I thought I was gonna have to go to Sonic and get the specials. So I'm grateful for open windows last night because, by golly, it was 70 degrees when we went to bed last night. We had open windows just to cool it off in there. I'm also grateful for the perfect weather we had yesterday and the shift that we're seeing right now for a more consistent spring type of weather. It's starting to feel like, all right, my grass is getting long enough where I'm like, oh, I probably should wait, but man, I could use a mow. It's unreal. Don't forget to be grateful today. Let people know you're grateful for them if you are, in fact, grateful for people. And if it's their birthday, make sure you wish them a happy birthday today. No special birthdays today. Just regular old famous people. Actor Michael Learned from The Waltons is 85 today. Actor Dennis Quaid is 70. Humorist Jimmy Tingle, 60 Minutes 2, is 69. Keyboardist Dave Ines of Restless Heart is 65. Talk show host Joey Scarborough. Wasn't he like the greatest American hero or something? Anyway, Joe Scarborough from Morning Joe is 61. Actor Mark Pellegrino from Dexter is 59. Actor and model Paulina Poroskova is 59. Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City is 58. Kevin Martin of Candlebox is 55. TV personality Sonny Anderson from The Kitchen is 49 years old. Singer Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance is 47. Actor Keshia Knight Pulliam is from The Cosby Show. I always thought her name was, I guess, seeing her name spelled, I don't know, maybe it's just Kesha. But it looks like Keshia or Keshia. She's 45 anyway. Guitarist Albert Hammond Jr. of The Strokes is 44. Charlie Hunnam of Sons of Anarchy is 44. Jay Baruchel, from Knocked Up and Tropic Thunder is 42. Annie Funk from Criminal Minds Beyond Borders is 39. Jordan Masterson of The Last Man Standing is 38. Kristen Stewart from Twilight is 34. Elle Fanning, because of Winn-Dixie, she was in that. A bunch of other stuff too, is 26. Musician Lil Nas X is 25. Actor Isaac Hempstead. Wow, he's got three names. Isaac Hempstead Wright of Games of Thrones is 25 years old today. If you want your birthday or someone else's birthday on the program, it's mail@kaleguin.com. That's mail@kaleguin.com. And I'll try to get that on the program. Entertainment headlines and non-political headlines for today. Let's give them a whack. I could leave that go for quite a while, too. Paramount wins Top Gun copyright lawsuit is a headline. And Paramount has prevailed in a copyright lawsuit brought by the heirs to the author of the 1983 magazine story that inspired the original Top Gun, accusing the studio of forging ahead with the blockbuster sequel without renegotiating a new license. The U.S. District Attorney Judge Percy Anderson, in an order dismissing the case on Friday, found that several elements of the film, including the plot, themes, settings, and dialogue, are largely dissimilar from the article. And to the extent both works revolve around a fighter pilot training school, the court concluded that any overlapping factual similarities aren't protected by copyright law. So there you go. I guess they had to pay rights for the first one. That's kind of weird, I guess. Well, that's, I guess, the way the cookie crumbles. Morgan Wallen, we reviewed his song last night, a while back. He's been arrested after police say he threw a chair off of the roof of a six-story bar. Wallen, 30 years old, was booked into jail early Monday on three felony counts of reckless endangerment and one misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct in Nashville. The charges stem from a chair being thrown from the rooftop of Chief's Bar and landing on Broadway near two police officers. Can't do that. An arrest affidavit says that the chair landed about 3 feet, from the officers who talked to the two witnesses and reviewed security footage. Witnesses told officers that they watched Wallen pick up a chair, throw it over the roof, and laugh about it. Wallen's attorney, Warwick Robinson, confirmed the arrest late Sunday and said the singer was cooperating fully with authorities. He was released from custody and has a court date scheduled for May 3rd. This isn't his first bout with trouble. He was caught on camera saying the N-word, calling one of his buddies the N-word who was not black. He seems like kind of not a great human being. He's 30. He should be, maybe a little bit beyond all this at this point. I suppose when you're rich and famous or something, maybe he's just famous. I don't know. But I suppose that maybe comes with the territory. But anyway, that's that guy. Robert Downey Jr. may have recently won his first Oscar for Oppenheimer, but he's not looking to run away from his Marvel past. In fact, now everybody thinks that he's done, and he was killed off, in fact. But the actor said he'd happily return as Tony Stark, Iron Man. It's too integral a part of my DNA, Downey told Esquire magazine in an interview. That role chose me, and look, I always say never, ever bet against Kevin Feige, head of the whole Marvel thing. It's a losing bet. He's the house. He always wins. He went on to say that he would gladly do it. And Marvel comic book characters die all the time and they come back, right? I suppose. I love the Iron Man movies. Russell Simmons has a message for his daughter, Aoki, after her 65-year-old boyfriend was revealed. Oh, my God. Aoki Lee Simmons, model, Harvard graduate, and daughter of Kimora Lee Simmons and Russell Simmons, had the internet in a frenzy recently when she broke the news that she's dating restaurateur Vittorio Asaf, who's 65, after they were spotted kissing on the beach in St. Bart's. In a live video before their relationship was revealed, Aoki talked about her boyfriend surprising her with a trip to the Caribbean, to the Caribbean island, St. Bart's. Her father wasn't moot on the point and penned this note to his daughter on Instagram. Throwback from last Father's Day, New York City. Bold Bikram, yoga, express class, vegan lunch, cryotherapy, vitamin dip, all around amazing day. And then he says, at Aoki Simmons, Aoka Lee Simmons, you always love you always. I'm waiting for a call anytime. I don't like reading people's notes. They're poorly written. He wrote in a caption under the image himself, and Aoki smiles, is all smiles in the picture. It seems this was Russell's way of showing moral support amid all the criticism Aoki is dealing with. People in the comments section really criticized her a lot for dating this older guy. And then a lot of people criticized Russell Simmons. Why don't you just call her? Well, possibly he has. And you don't know that. And he's just trying to show public support for his daughter. My God, don't be such haters all the time. Do you just hate all the time those people who do that? Are you just looking for the next thing to be upset about? Billie Eilish has announced the details of what is likely to be one of 2024's biggest albums. Should have done my warm-ups before the big podcast this morning. The star says her third record, Hit Me Hard and Soft, will be released on 17th of May with no singles in advance, so fans can hear it all at once. She also published a sustainability plan for the album with the aim of minimizing her environmental impact. Vinyl copies will be pressed onto recycled or eco vinyl, with all the packaging made from recycled materials. Eilish will also use raw plant-based ink and water-based dispersion varnish instead of shrink wrap. The album sleeves will be 100% recyclable and reusable. She says, "My parents have always kept me well-informed and hyper-aware that every choice we make and every action we take has an impact somewhere on someone, good or bad. And that has always stuck with me," she said. "I can't just ignore what I know about my business and career and not do something. That's just not how I was raised or how I want to live my life." And then she jumped on a jet and flew to her next concert, which lit up the arena with enough lighting to light three cities. I'm just teasing. I'm kudos for her. She's doing something. She's a better person than me. UConn beat Purdue to win back-to-back NCAA titles last night. It was entitled the Battle of the Bigs. They had a couple of huge centers. Edian, what's the other guy's name? Caravan. And at any rate, the backcourt actually was more potent in the game. I watched the game for a little while. That Edie dude he's just one of those. He's like a Charles Barkley. Just give him the ball, he'll just back his way up to the hoop and he'll make it happen. It was, I don't know. I didn't watch the whole game, but I watched part of it. So, I don't know. It wasn't as exciting, I didn't think, as the girls' game, but South Carolina-Iowa showdown, which we've talked about for a while, and I corrected myself this morning. Had a record-shattering viewership. They had 18.7 million viewers at its peak. 24 million viewers were tuned in. That's incredible. I mean, I don't even know if that many tuned in last night for the men's game. It was spurred by the media frenzy surrounding Iowa superstar Caitlin Clark, who helped draw a lot of new eyes to the sport. South Carolina beat Iowa 87-75. Listen to that score. Men's game, 75-60. Women's game, 87-75. It was the most watched basketball game since 2019 pro or college. With a record-setting audience of 18.7 million viewers, Sunday's Iowa-South Carolina title game was a fitting finale to the most viewed ever NCAA women's basketball tournament, ESPN chairman Jimmy Pitaro said in a statement. These exceptional athletes, coaches, and teams captured our attention in unprecedented ways, and it is incumbent upon all of us to keep the incredible momentum going. Yay, girls basketball. Seriously, it was great. I'll probably watch more women's basketball. Swear to God. Part of it's because of Caitlin Clark. I didn't really hear of her before. Watched a couple of the games this year. And they were exciting. I don't know if the refs let them play more. I mean, Jesus, they're pretty brutal. Swear to God, there's blood spilled in every one of those games, I swear. Scared you, didn't I? It's time for the good news. It's an interesting story today. 100,000 salmon spilled off a truck in Oregon. That's right. Disaster struck a truck transporting 102,000 young salmon to a hatchery in Oregon when it overturned on the road, and the giant fish tank that was carrying all the fish burst open. However, why is this a good news story? Luck was on their side. Almost all of them rode the wave of water that came crashing out of the tank into Looking Glass Creek. Most of them survived. Almost all of them survived. Isn't that crazy? What are the odds of that? Maybe all fish transports should happen along bodies of water, just in case. The driver just left the local hatchery in Elgin, Oregon, about 300 miles east of Portland, with 80,000 pounds of salmon in water. His eventual destination was the Imina River near Looking Glass Hatchery in northeast Oregon. But early in the morning, the dew on the roads caused the driver to skid while heading around a sharp curve, and the yaw of the water-filled container brought it down onto its side before sending it sliding over the road and down the rocky embankment. It was one of the worst disasters in the history of the program, dating back to 1982, which brings salmon smolts, or young salmon, from river hatcheries downstream to hatcheries stopped up by dams further upstream. While some of the smolts weren't able to flop their way down the bank, more than three quarters of them did make it down the bank and got into the river. That's crazy. At their destination in the Imina River, they were met by sharks that ate them all. No, I'm kidding. I lost my place because I scrolled. I apologize. At their destination on the Imina River. They were meant to acclimate for a few days before their 650-mile journey to the through the Snake and Columbia Rivers to the Pacific. They hitch a ride in the spring on these trucks, and it's a very interesting story. Glad to hear it worked out well. They kind of smell their way back. It's an incredible life story, says Gibbs. Who's Gibbs? These stories are not written well. They act like I know Gibbs, and I don't know Gibbs. You didn't mention Gibbs before. All right. Well, anyway, so a bunch of salmon spilled off a truck and oddly landed into a river, and most of them lived. That's pretty cool. I'm so not into this today. Can you tell? Just not into it. All right. It's time for What's Eating Kale today. Didn't love my last story. Here we go. Bow, bow. All right. Did you see the eclipse yesterday? Lisa and I had glasses. We had enough of them that we shared them with neighbors. And we had some contractors come over to the house yesterday. I shared them with them. It was, I mean, honest to God, it was pretty damn cool. I've seen... And of course, not with glasses like this. I've seen eclipses before, like when I was a kid in grade school or high school or whatever I was. And we did the shoebox thing with the poke the hole in the cardboard thing. I saw one once with some coworkers. It was a partial. But watching it with the glasses is pretty incredible. Being able to really see the distinction between the sun and the moon is great. Couldn't have asked for a better day, not a cloud in the sky. And so I decided that it's not too early to plan for the next one. you could travel the world and see eclipses. I'm laughing at myself that this is what I chose to talk about today. There's one coming up here. I don't know why it doesn't have the date. Oh yeah, it does. October 2nd. There's one coming up. But it's going to be, you have to go travel for it. It's going to be the Ring of Fire one. So yesterday was a total eclipse, except for here we got like a 90 some percent eclipse. But in the Ring of Fire one, the moon goes perfectly in front of the sun, but the moon is slightly smaller than the sun. So you get to see the ring of the sun around the moon when it's covering it. So that's pretty cool. That one will be in Chile and Argentina and South America. That'll be on October 2nd. So you can travel down to Chile and check that out. It'll be a total eclipse, Ring of Fire. Total eclipse, pretty cool. The next solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse, won't occur until August 12, 2026. That eclipse will cross over Greenland, Iceland, Spain, Russia, and a small portion of Portugal. And a partial eclipse will be visible in parts of Europe, Africa, and North America. I mean, it's still cool to look at if you have the glasses. That'll happen on August 12th, 2026. August 2nd of 2027, there will be another one across Egypt's pyramids. That would be kind of a fun one to see, but that I don't think that's such a fun area to go to right now. The U.S. won't catch a glimpse of another total solar eclipse again until March 30th, 2033. And even then, the Russia-centric path includes only Alaska. Yeah, you could go to, not a nice time in Alaska. With totality lasting about 2 minutes 37 seconds. A partial solar eclipse will shine over most of the country during that particular event. Much has been said about the fact that the solar eclipse won't be visible again from the contiguous United States until August 22nd, 2024, but totality will only occur over North Dakota and Montana. The next solar eclipse with a coast-to-coast path spanning over the lower 48 states will occur on August 12, 2045. The path of totality will arc over California, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, with a partial eclipse visible across other states as well. I'm guessing it'll be much like this one. So the closest that comes to here is I don't know, that's pretty far west, actually. Pretty far west. So we'll probably just see like half or a quarter or something like that. I think we should petition whoever we need to petition to get more eclipses. God, could you please send us more solar eclipses? Seriously, they're very cool. Very interesting and very neat that we have time, that we can observe them, I guess. We have the technology, if you will. So, pretty cool. I hope you got to see it. If you didn't, go online. I'm sure you can see some pretty cool pictures. I got to watch it. So, na-na-na-boo-boo. That's the show for today. That's What's Eating KO. Till the next time, make it a good one. Enjoy.